The content of this podcast is from the manual Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training and Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. The training manual is created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada and prepared by Hatching Change. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room, both as participants and as trainers. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/readyforcrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual, the workshop agenda, and the intro and the welcome. Download podcast number 3 handout separately. The workshop agenda. Please note, each agenda item will be followed by an approximate time that the activities will take to complete. And this agenda is also recorded in a separate podcast for easy access. Introductions, 5 minutes. Icebreaker, 20 minutes. Workshop agenda and guidelines, 10 minutes. Disability awareness, 45 minutes. Then a break for 15 minutes. Functional needs framework, 20 minutes. Personal preparedness, 60 minutes. Then a lunch break for 60 minutes. Virtual networks, 15 minutes. Social organization framework, 15 minutes. Community networks and community mapping, 60 minutes. Break, 15 minutes. Community response and emergency scenarios, 45 minutes. Energizer, 5 minutes. Examples of community involvement in emergency planning, 30 minutes. Next steps, 20 minutes. And evaluation and closing, 10 minutes. Facilitators' notes and tools. The workshop setup. Workshop agenda posted on flip charts or copies to hand out. Handouts for all participants. Flip charts, markers, masking tape. DVD, computer, projector if you are using them. Water available for participants and service animals. Name tags. Sign-in sheet. Pencils, pens, paper. Ensure that there is space for wheelchairs and scooters and that exits and pathways are kept free. Ensure that there is an appropriate space for interpreters and support people. Table for community announcements and materials from other groups. Assistant designated to help people with disabilities. Session 1. Introduction/welcome to the workshop. 5 minutes. How it is done. Welcome everyone to the workshop. Introduce the disability assistant. Identify the washroom locations and emergency exits. Ensure that everyone has what they need to participate. Ask participants to do what they need to do to be comfortable, such as standing up or stretching during the workshop. Explain why you brought this particular group together. For example, why people from disability groups and volunteer groups are taking the training together. Review the workshop objectives. Number 1. Strengthening and expanding community networks for the purposes of emergency preparedness for people with disabilities. Number 2. Building and sharing knowledge through innovative approaches to training on personal preparedness and community resiliency. Number 3. Strengthening individual and community capacity to respond and recover from emergencies and disasters through training sessions in different regions of Canada. Introduce facilitators, which will take 5 minutes. How it is done. Introduce facilitators and briefly state their experience with facilitation, disability issues, and emergency preparedness. Icebreaker activity, which will take 20 minutes. Objective, to assist connection and community building in the group. Learning outcomes. Participants will meet new people and reconnect with people they know. Explain that all activities which require speaking to the whole group are optional because not everyone feels comfortable speaking to larger groups. Choose one of the following activities. Consider the makeup of the group and how functional limitations will affect the activity. Option A, community cooperation. How it is done. In pairs, introduce yourself and discuss one positive example from your own life, or someone you know, of cooperation during a difficult time, example, power outage or snowstorm. Go around the room and ask everyone who feels comfortable doing so to briefly introduce themselves or the partner they just met to the whole group. Option B, challenges and concerns. How it is done. In pairs, introduce yourself and discuss your challenges and concerns about emergencies or disasters. Go around the room and ask everyone to briefly introduce themselves to the whole group. Option C, what we have in common, how it is done. In groups of 4 to 5, ask people to come up with 4 things they have in common. For example, the place they live, number of siblings, interest in emergency planning, etc. Ask everyone to introduce themselves to the whole group and briefly report back their 4 things in common. Alternately, if some people don't feel comfortable speaking to the whole group, ask one person from each small group to introduce everyone in the group. Review agenda, which will take about 5 minutes. How it is done. Decide on a start time and calculate the start times for each activity. Write out the agenda in advance on flip chart paper. Briefly review the agenda with the group and ask if there are any questions or concerns. Point out break and meal times. Materials needed. The agenda. Review workshop guidelines, which will take about 5 minutes. How it is done. Explain that workshop guidelines help to create a safe space for everyone to participate in the way that they choose. Review flip charted guidelines, such as cell phones off, share airtime, one speaker at a time, respect for diversity, take care of yourself. Ask if the group would like to add to the guidelines. Post the guidelines and tell the group that you will remind people of the guidelines if the workshop is getting off track. Ask participants to approach the facilitators at the break if there is anything about the workshop that makes them uncomfortable. Materials needed. Flip chart with workshop guidelines. The training manual on this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program, Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin, Karen@bccpd.bc.ca.